This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You want here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The Sunday edition. We're here live with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Mark, you wanted to talk about somebody who, like a young person, teenager maybe, who got injured at a baseball game for sliding on his coaches demand, and now there's a lawsuit, and there's some kind of controversy here. So I don't know anything about the story. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, there's sometimes these things happen where, you know, people, you know, participate in sports in school, right?
That happens a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, not an unusual
thing. And a lot of them get hurt.
I was stalling because my thing wasn't open. the page wasn't up. It wasn't loading. Google had signed me out in that moment. So you've played sports in school, and sometimes...
It's one of the reasons I didn't like playing sports, because I didn't like getting hurt.
Yeah, well, I mean, didn't you like it when you got to play sports and it should have been class time?
Like PE?
But that was class time. It was PE.
No, I mean, did this ever happen to you at school that it was like, hey, kids, want to blow off school and go out and play?
Oh, you mean like to just go play with your friends or something like that? Well, play some kind of game at like a park?
I remember I had this fourth grade teacher who was the softball coach,
uh-huh.
Right? And she would sometimes just shut down class and go out and play softball.
Nice. Yeah, that never happened.
Okay, well, that was awesome. Anyway.
Yeah, I could see why you would like that.
She was competitive about this. She wanted everybody to be a good softball player. Well, there's nothing you're going to do that was going to make 11-year-old Mark a good softball player.
Mm.
Just nothing, you know? And this case, apparently, this teacher, John Suck.
That's his last name?
S-U-K. He suck.
And where is this?
New Jersey. Well, I believe it's from NJ.com.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's from New Jersey because it says Somerset County Judicial Complex.
Yeah. And sounds like Jersey.
Yeah, NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com. So I'm still going. Okay, it says it's a New Jersey courthouse.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So John Suck.
John Suck is apparently advised one of his students, his coach, on the junior varsity team. This isn't even, he's not even the big team. This is middle school junior varsity. I didn't know there was
I think the kid was a freshman. It might be high school junior varsity.
Well, it says middle school here.
Oh, okay.
But some middle schools have a ninth grade.
Okay.
So maybe that's all this fits together now. So JV might have actually been the big leagues at this school. And he advised the kid to slide into base. And the kid hurt his ankle, apparently a career-ending ankle injury.
It'll happen.
It can happen.
It's part of sports, man.
Yep.
And now he's being sued.
Never making it to the big leagues, kid.
And, well, probably true. And this is what happens to so many aspiring athletes. You know, they push themselves. Athletes will.
Yep.
It's good to push yourself in life. But the problem is everybody else is pushing themselves. And this is, you know, zero-sum games and how they work out. You know, in the business world, everybody can be successful if they provide a good service or product. But in the competitive sports arena, one person wins and one person loses. And John Suck, I'm just going to read a little bit of it here so you get a better idea of what happened here. John Suck sits in with his shoulders slouched and his head down at the defendant's table in a courtroom 301, a stuffy wood-paneled space inside the Somerset County Judicial Complex. The 31-year-old middle school teacher scribbles in a notebook as his reputation is shredded.
Damn.
The plaintiff's attorney in a civil docket, whatever, have been, it's a bunch of letters and numbers here, spent two full days portraying the co-defendant as an inattentive and unqualified lout. He is, they argue, a villain who has destroyed the future of a teenager he was supposed to protect. He must be held accountable for what he did.
Wow.
In quotes, one of the plaintiff's two attorneys tell the jurors during the opening arguments. The attacks intensify as Suk takes the witness stand to defend himself on a split-second decision he made 7 years earlier.
Jesus.
He is accused of taking a reckless course of action that showed a callous disregard for another person's safety.
Slide into third.
He sounds like an awful person.
Right.
Then you remember what Suk did to end up here. He instructed a player he was coaching during a junior varsity baseball game to slide. Not into an active volcano or into a shark tank, or in, but into third base. So there you go. That's it. And, you know,
reckless and callous.
I have no idea how this case is going to turn out or anything like that, but I think it's kind of interesting. You know, here you got a government school, and you got a government school teacher, and the government is being used to go after the government in this circumstance, and pretty soon they're
going
to be...
Hold on, the government's going after the government?
Because he's a school teacher.
He's a school teacher.
Are they suing the school?
Yeah, he's the co-defendant.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, come on, you think it's just the teacher that's getting sued? You can't just sue the teacher.
You go after the big pockets.
Right, the teacher didn't pull a knife and stab the kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's doing it completely in his capacity as a coach.
Yeah.
And... I mean, I'm kind of curious here. Is this where a litigious society goes? Because this is a pretty normal activity.
Sliding into third base.
Sliding into third base.
Or coaching someone to slide into third.
Giving advice to slide into base.
Sure. It's a long time thing that's been going on for decades.
Right. And but it's, as the lawyer points out in here, it is certainly more dangerous to slide into the hole, into third base than it is to run to third base and
stop there.
But the ball was coming in, and the best advice a baseball coach could give in this circumstance was slide.
Mm-hmm.
But the advice that a person who's protecting the welfare of a child might be completely different, which is don't ever go outside. It's dangerous out there.
It's okay if you get out at third base. Just as long as you get there safely.
Right. You know? Yeah.
Take your time.
And
healthy pace. This is not a marathon.
You know, it's like...
We'll give you a participation award.
Poor Nike in the... you know, they got in trouble for...
Nike?
I'm sorry. I call it Nike because, well, we didn't have shoe commercials when I was a kid. That's why. And Nike. Poor Nike out there, you know. Just do it's a little too much for the bedwetters in society.
Did they change their slogan?
They've had several different shots at it over time, but there's also some silly memes about, well, maybe get it done, possibly.
Yeah. You know, some part of the future.
And that seems to be what it is, a generation that's, you know, too tired to do anything. Well, I got hurt 7 years ago in middle school, and I think let's sue the school.
Well, if you read further into it, I don't want to bury it for you. But
the article is very long, and I can't go through everything here, so go, please.
I believe it's the insurance company that's suing him and the school. So it's not even really like the parent and the kid. They're like they're witnesses, and they have to testify, but it's the
The parent's insurance company is suing.
I believe so, or something like that. I would ask Mark to double check. I read the article one time through on my own. Didn't know we were going to have it. But yeah, it's the insurance company suing the teacher.
And the school.
And the school.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't remember. I don't remember exactly which insurance company it was. But
so
it would
either be
parents.
The school's insurance company or the parents' insurance company.
Whoever had to pay for the kid's injury.
It wouldn't make sense to, let's see, New Jersey. He learns that he was named in a lawsuit when a claims examiner from the New Jersey Schools Insurance Group, the firm that insures Bound Brook and 375 other public schools, showed up at his new job in North Brunswick High. This is the winter of 2015, nearly 3 years after the injury. His initial shock is met with assurances from the insurance rep that this case is probably would never see a courtroom. He gave a deposition in 2016 when a judge granted a summary judgment to the defense. He figured he would put the entire episode behind him. He was on his way to a freshman baseball game in 2018 when a friend texted him, "Why are you getting sued?" the message read. Not only had Messer's attorneys won the appeal, but a news story about the case was getting national attention because of the eye-popping headlines. baseball player sues coach for telling him to slide.
Unbelievable.
So, I think it's interesting because, well, you know, this is probably what a litigious society ends up doing, eating itself.
Yep, that's true. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You would think that when one joins a baseball team, one understands that there's some risks involved in that particular pastime.
Sure, but there's insurance to take care of this stuff, right?
I don't know. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. We'll talk.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com. Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarious thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge Wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what? what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. If you get the chance, there's some news about the potential ban on flavored e-cigarettes and e-juice at the national level coming up here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Also, want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. You can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash on a global platform that actually respects your privacy. This is impossible to find out there except for local.bitcoin.com. All the other competitors want to know who you are and where you're from. It's called Know Your Customer. And there is no Know Your Customer, no ID requirements to sign up for and use local.bitcoin.com. Plus, all the communications between buyers and sellers on the site is encrypted. So very, very private site compared to the competition out there. Get over to local.bitcoin.com, and you can get started buying or selling Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods around the planet. It's a pretty cool site. I've used it. I'm an active participant on there, local.bitcoin.com. So, Mark, just before we went to the break there, you had suggested that insurance companies should cover costs of people who break things during sports games, and it would seem to me that that's like not something you'd want to cover because that's a high-risk activity. Why would an insurer want to cover a high-risk activity like that?
So if you play a sport activity, or at least when I was in school, I don't know what things are like today, but there is insurance for that. So you
have to pay some pretty steep premiums, I'd imagine, right?
I think that it's paid by the school in
part.
Yeah,
this is probably covered by the school.
And, you know, the idea is that physical education is an important part of education. And, yes, kids are going to get injured during physical education, so we need some system for covering that. And, no, I don't think, in this case, a New Jersey middle school coach that told a kid to slide into third base when sliding into third base was the obvious thing to do, is somehow liable for that. And the insurance company, if they take the premium, ought to pay. And that's the end of that story. I mean, I don't, you know, I mean, insurance companies may not want to service that, but somebody's going to have to service it.
So
right?
What happened in this case was the insurance company went after the teacher to try to get him to be held liable instead of pay out to, or they, I presume they paid out, but now they wanted to recoup from him?
They're saying that his actions was negligent for the well-being of the student, and that if he acted with the well-being of the student in mind, that the accident, the injury wouldn't have occurred, and therefore they wouldn't have had to pay out. So they're saying it was his negligence as a coach in giving that instruction that caused the injury.
Because, like, if I were an insurance, I mean, I'm not in the insurance business, obviously, right? But I wouldn't want to insure a boxing match because I know somebody's going to get their ass beat in the boxing match. And I'm not going to, I don't want to pay out for that. They went into the ring knowing that somebody was probably going to get injured. So there's no reason to insure that.
Well, everything has a price. And boxing insurance, presumably there's an amount that is, that makes sense to charge people for insurance in a particular boxing match.
Yeah. Well, you know someone's going to get hurt, but the guy who wins might not be as injured as the guy who loses.
Right. So insurance is just voluntary socialism. You enter into a pool, somebody manages the pool, the person managing the pool has to take out the costs of management and then the cost of liability, which is bound to happen.
Socialism, it's a business.
It's socialism. I mean, it's
socialism is state ownership of the means of production.
It's socializing costs under a voluntary group.
Sure.
So it's socialism. In a definition of the term. Fine. If you define socialism as community ownership of the means of production or whatever, then it's a community that comes together voluntarily to defer costs.
Okay.
And it fits the definition of socialism except for the state ownership of the means of production part.
I think that's a pretty big part.
Except for the fact that that's the definition of socialism. But moving on. So there was an update in this case. I guess, Richie, you had said that apparently the coach who was being sued was not found responsible for this.
Yes. Well, it's not an update. It's in the article. Like I said, I read the article on my own and said we're not going to get to the whole thing potentially.
But that's worth pointing out.
Oh, God, this article's so long.
Yeah, that's a long article. That's an important point worth pointing out here.
Yes.
That this guy was not found responsible. I don't know if there was a statement by the judge or whoever in this case, but it would seem to me like, hey, dude was just trying to run the game. He was just trying to give his best advice in the moment that he could possibly do.
This was a jury case, too. They have to convince a jury.
Oh, wow.
And I think they give like the breakdown of people on the jury a little
bit. And how
bit
they voted?
Well, not how they voted.
Because in a civil case, it doesn't have to be unanimous, right? Yeah. Isn't it a majority in a civil case?
But how many of the people on the jury played sports? How many of them, you know, coached sports? Mm-hmm. And the jury didn't appear to be in his favor going in,
but it still came
what we would consider to be the correct decision.
The quote here, it says, it's the end of high school sports. The coaching profession would be under heavy scrutiny for everything that happens.
Yeah, who would want to be a coach?
Coaches are going to have to have insurance like doctors for malpractice. School districts are not going to want to take the risk of having sports. That's what would happen here.
If he were found responsible.
And he's apparently still a coach.
Right.
Like he coached through this whole thing and he's apparently still coaching.
Must be a decent one.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a good advice.
Well, was he
tagged out or not?
Well, getting tagged out has no meaning for your life. No, sliding into base has a small percentage chance for injuring you in a way that is going to affect the rest of your life.
So ban sliding.
Right. Well, that's what it comes down to. And this is why, although I don't like football, although I don't like certain sports for their damage that they do to people, mm-hmm. I'm never going to tell people they can't participate.
What about your own son?
Which sport are we talking about?
Football, baseball, and the things you consider dangerous.
If my son wanted to play football, and he's shown no propensity for this particular activity, if he wanted to do that, he's about as coordinated as his dad was at his age, mm-hmm. Which is to say he's a miserable mess. But if he wanted to do this, I would advise him to be the kicker. I mean, talk about the winning position. You can practice anytime you want. You mm-hmm. don't need anybody else. You just kick, 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 kick.
And the odds you're going to get tackled are, like, infinitesimal.
You're not going to be touched. If they touch you, it's a penalty.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they cannot.
Depends on the situation.
Your butt.
You can wipe out a kicker on a broken play, and kickers get wiped out worse than anybody.
You're right.
Because they're yay high.
They're tiny.
And
they have
And they get bulldozed by like these 250, 300-pound
monsters. Wow.
What if your son wanted to follow you to jiu-jitsu class?
Well, I had him in jiu-jitsu for a period of time, and he did it. And, you know, like any other kid's class, they're just horsing around or whatever. He didn't seem to like jiu-jitsu that much, but he's into gymnastics.
Okay.
So there you go.
It's going to be a very strong and nimble kid.
Let's hope so.
Toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's see here. We have some vaping-related news that we can get into coming up here. Apparently, the Trump administration may not be moving towards a flavored vape ban. They seem to be vacillating, not as firm on the idea of banning flavored vapes. Of course, we are seeing state governments like Massachusetts, where the state house last week did pass, or the representatives overwhelmingly passed, a straight-up ban on all flavored e-juice and ridiculous 75% taxes on all e-juice
Massachusetts.
Yeah, and they can even confiscate your car if they catch you. With a unlicensed vape product, or if you don't have your receipt. We're coming up here, Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has criticized some of the witnesses scheduled to appear in the impeachment inquiry. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut on NBC's Meet the Press.
Ambassador Yovanovitch is still working at the State Department. And so what the president is basically telling her during her testimony is that there may be consequences to you and your family and your paycheck if you don't shut up. And the message that's being sent to everybody else who's thinking about testifying is chilling as well. And I've thought from the beginning that the impeachment inquiry should be narrow so that we can get it to the Senate as quickly as possible, but this is really serious.
The public hearings this week begin on Tuesday with testimony from Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the top Ukraine expert for the National Security Council. Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will also testify. Then Kurt Volker, the former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine, and Timothy Morrison, who serves on the National Security Council, will appear. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free if you want to join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE-LIFE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We can talk about the latest in the world of vaping. There's possibly some good news at the federal level. Maybe the Trump administration is backing down. Doesn't seem to be a clear status, but they seem to be uncertain. More so than they were back in September when they were straight up saying they were going to ban flavored e-cigarettes nationwide. So we can give you an update there. Your thoughts and calls are welcome. You can also, as I say, go to our Discord server where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock. Basically, anytime there's people hanging out in there talking about various different topics. There's different subcategories, different rooms in which you can talk about different things, from cryptocurrency to gaming to New Hampshire liberty activism and such. There's also special rooms for our supporters there as well at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian, Richie, and Mark in the studio tonight. Let's go to the phones and to your thoughts. David is on the line in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, first of all, selfie-taking monkeys. Mark, what did you say earlier about macaque?
I believe it was a macaque that took the selfie picture with the camera.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is this the one where they were debating whether or not he owned the thing?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Own the macaque? Own macaque? What?
It was a very small one.
No, the question was whether macaque owned the picture or the man who owned the camera owned the picture.
Dave is making a macaque joke.
I get what he's doing, but trying to move past that.
Okay, let's get to court business then. You like that better? Oh, first of all, for Scott the bigot Scott the offended bigot in Florida last night, Kaplan and Ehrlich. And then, so moving on to
that.
Courts.
I was here and I don't remember Scott the bigot in Florida. What?
Review the tape. Everybody in the audience, hold on a minute. Ian's going to go back and review the tape.
Do me a favor. Don't reference calls that most people listening probably didn't hear, just because then we have to go back and explain, like, who, what, where, what was this? Because it's, you know, outside of most people's purview, because I don't even remember it. There was a caller that we had once who called regularly that we called Scott the Bigot, and I'm pretty sure that guy didn't call in last night. So it must have been someone else.
Sounded like him. They all sound alike.
Maybe. All right, what's up?
Yeah. So the two different things you said are common recurring themes in the courts. And let me, first of all, your law in upstate New York, something sounds familiar there. Did I hear the word offend? Is that the word they use?
You're talking about the law that they appear to be passing in Monroe County, New York State, that will make it so any police officer or first responder who is annoyed.
Annoyed,
or threatened.
Got it. Okay. Because that sounds awful familiar, because here in the state of New Mexico, the University of New Mexico, KUNM radio station with the UNM Police Department, cited me, charged me, and are trying to put me in prison for 3 years for annoying them. Does that sounds kind of similar?
Yeah, sounds very similar.
The statute, in fact, it reads here in one sentence, it says, in this case, use of the telephone to terrify, intimidate, threaten, harass, and here are the interesting words. I see they strategically placed these interesting words at the very end of the sentence so they would be less noticeable. Threaten, harass, annoy, or offend. So you can go to jail for up to a year. Pardon?
Are you admitting guilt?
No, not at all. How would you construe that?
Because if it's written there that you can't annoy, harass, or bother them, and yet you continue to say how much you try to call their radio show to get on the air.
I didn't say that. Those are your words, not mine.
Okay.
Anyway, so moving on.
What statute is it that you're reading from?
New Mexico 30-20-12.
And this is for the crime of what?
Use of telephone to terrify, intimidate, threaten, harass, and then the interesting words annoy or offend. Like, I'm annoying you right now. So you could, if you were in the, well, actually, you can charge me. Since I'm annoying you and I'm offending you, you can call law enforcement here in the state of New Mexico where this call is originating and have me arrested.
Oh, that is tempting.
But wait a minute. Wouldn't generally, when it comes to criminal harassment charges, now I'm not a lawyer, and it may be different state by state, but usually when it comes to criminal harassment charges, the first call doesn't count. You have to be instructed to not call back. Like, hey, buddy, I don't want to ever hear from you again. Goodbye.
Instructed not to call their radio show back, though.
And that's what they did. However, they cannot, if their instruction is unlawful, it doesn't count.
If they are a public servant, then they cannot give you that legally. They cannot give you that instruction because they have to be accountable at all times, which means that they should be held accountable even by someone who is annoying and saying things they don't like.
Right. But also remember, this is not just simply a government agency that is annoyed by my phone calls. They are a government agency that is putting on a call-in radio show like yours that is owned by the taxpayers, paid for by the taxpayers, including their salaries, and they are soliciting on the airwaves, please call us.
I think you've got a good case, David, and I am interested in hearing how it continues to go. The toll-free number, I think, for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It reminds me of what happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, where I was sued along with five other activists in the area for allegedly threatening, intimidating, and harassing the parking enforcers in downtown Keene. and we won that case at the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
And this is for feeding meters, basically.
No, they're claiming, well, that was what the real reason for the suit was,
right.
But the purported reason was they were claiming we were threatening, intimidating, and harassing their employees, which wasn't happening at any point, because if it was, they would have charged us with criminal threatening, or, you know, criminal harassment. And they never did, because there was no evidence of any of those things happening. But that's what they tainted us with.
They hired an investigator, a retired police lieutenant, to follow y'all around.
Police captain.
To see whether or not this was happening. And
he got 40 hours of footage, of video.
There was this video of Cantwell, who was not charged in any of this, who
did
this comedy routine that was saucy with the parking attendants, which some of them seemed to enjoy, mind you.
It was funny. It was back when he wasn't a racist, Cantwell.
Well,
before those days.
I'll take your word for it.
But we didn't have any evidence he was a racist. He never said anything that was racist prior to him becoming a racist a few years later.
There you go.
But they lost that lawsuit at the New Hampshire Supreme Court because you should be free to say things that are critical of government agents when they are on the job, or even if they're off the job. You should be free to say what you want to them, even if they don't like it.
Yep.
And they brought that suit. They ended up spending roughly, I'm going to estimate, $100,000 taxpayer dollars to pay private attorneys to take that suit and lose. So the attorneys were real happy about it. Even though they lost the case, they got $100,000.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Privilege attorneys won.
Yeah,
but they pretty much had to do that because
their
employees were really upset with getting followed around.
No, they weren't.
They weren't.
They became upset after they were instructed to be upset.
See, isn't it weird? They weren't even being followed around because they had to be ahead of the guard.
That's
right.
They weren't followed around. That says he's correct.
They were leading around.
They were actually getting along with us fine.
Well, the one guy said that it was worse being in Iraq as a veteran. The one that was a veteran said it was worse being in Iraq than it was doing parking meter stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen that guy around for a long time. But the other ones, the women are still working the job. And, you know,
the ladies could handle it.
We never had any issues with them until the city brought the lawsuit. Then the parking meter attendants became very cold and very, very nasty. But prior to that, they were friendly.
Because all of a sudden you were the enemy as opposed to just a nuisance.
Well, they were being instructed to no longer talk to us. The toll-free, otherwise it would look bad. It would look like they're being friendly.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't fit the narrative that the city had created. That they were being threatened, which they weren't. We got more coming up here. The latest on the vaping crisis. Apparently, Apple has taken down vaping apps from their Play Store.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi,
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in 2020, you're invited to ForkFest June 29th through July 5th. Or I guess until July 5th. Or until whenever you want it to end, because ForkFest isn't an official anything. There's nobody who's in charge. There's no board of directors. There's no organizers. Except
it's a camping event.
Except for every individual who attends. You organize yourself. You organize your own campsite. If you want to just hang out and do camping things with other libertarian types, you can do that. That's easy. You want to put some sort of curriculum on? You want to have a speaker series? Maybe you want to host some live music or put a game night together? Maybe have a poker table? Whatever. You decide what you think people are going to enjoy, and you can do it at ForkFest. You don't have to ask anyone's permission to do that. So get on over to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event. It's going to be the fourth year of ForkFest. It will be happening in 2020 after the Porcupine Freedom Festival for the first time. So for the first 3 years, it happened before. And some people thought it would be a good idea to move it to afterwards because we want the Porcupine Freedom Festival to ramp up into ForkFest rather than have ForkFest ramp up and then become the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We wanted it to be the reverse because this year ForkFest grew significantly from its second year. So this was the third year this year. It grew a lot more, I think, than I expected it to. 2020 is going to be likely even bigger. And, of course, there's no ticket sales, so we can't count any actual numbers. It's just all of our observations of having been there. And
seems pretty clear. I mean, you know, the giant geodesic dome that they had dance parties in was kind of an indication that things were going well.
That was big, yeah, for sure. That didn't happen the previous years.
For those that could get in.
That's true. It was very exclusive.
Try to be awesome next time.
You got to be fabulous, actually, not awesome.
Right.
Your outfit has to be fabulous.
My son got in with no problem at all.
He probably knew the bouncer.
I didn't know if he knew how to tie his shoes at the time.
ForkFest.party, you can go there, learn more about the event. There's a couple links to the ForkFest chat room on Telegram. There's a ForkFest forum. These are all unofficial, but it's a pretty cool event, and people had a good time. time last year. And so this will be the first time in 2020 where ForkFest is going to coincide with Independence Day. Now, that may not always be that way, so you won't want to miss this episode of ForkFest coming up in 2020. I think it's going to be a great year. ForkFest.party. So what is a vape-related app? I don't, you know.
Looking at the wrong guy.
Yeah, I mean, I've vaped a little bit. I never really thought, let's go check out the apps for vaping. Like, what?
Never even imagine it.
Yeah, I didn't even consider that there could be an app for vaping, but according to...
Link up to your vape and change the LED colors or something?
That's apparently something that some of these things can do.
I didn't even know.
According to ZDNet.com, Apple has decided without warning to remove all vape-related apps from their Apple App Store. According to Axios, the decision is reportedly in response to a health crisis under investigation by the CDC, in which 42 people have died in connection to vaping illicit. Now, they're claiming here nicotine and marijuana vape cartridges. I had not heard that nicotine cartridges were being pointed at for this. I'd heard it was only black market THC cartridges.
That was the part, too. It was black market stuff. It wasn't even the legit over-the-counter stuff that you get at the vape shop.
Right.
It was black market stuff with vitamin E or whatever.
Vitamin E acetate.
There you go.
Which was used as some kind of a filler, apparently.
Right.
So has anyone here heard that it was nicotine vape cartridges?
No, I've only heard that it was ever the marijuana ones with the vitamin E.
Yeah. So I don't know if we've missed something, or if ZDNet is just jumping to a conclusion here that's
changing the narrative.
The move comes as a shock to those using the iOS platform to interface with any number of Bluetooth-connected vaporizers.
There you go.
As well as informational apps related to vaping. The total number of apps that has now been removed from the App Store is 180, roughly.
Why would they remove informational apps? Like, that seems to be educational. So you learn more.
They're
about
trying
it.
To cover up vaping and act like it doesn't exist, I guess. I don't know. It's crazy.
But if you cover up the information, then people are going to go experiment anyway with bad information.
Vaping-related illnesses are a subject of legitimate concern. Evidence currently points toward black market cartridges, which use vitamin E acetate as a cutting agent as the main culprit in these cases. But vaporization is also a primary route for use of use for millions of patients in the U.S., in which medical marijuana has legal programs, such as Florida, where there is more than 250,000 card-carrying registered patients. That roster of card-holding patients includes the author of this article at ZDNet. Since June of 2017, he says he's been a medical marijuana patient, using CBD and, to a lesser extent, THC, to address general anxiety disorder, as well as neuropathy, which is a vestigial condition, he says. So he goes on and talks about his problem with his drugs that he takes. He says here, there exists a large number of devices on the market for vaporizing marijuana. Many of them are self-contained, with any level of complexity as to how they're controlled or configured. Simple, dumb battery sticks with a single or no buttons for the use with standardized disposable cartridges. He says, but there are more sophisticated devices that have USB and even Bluetooth interfaces to enable the patient to control heat settings, display lights, as you said there, and update the firmware.
Because something's got to control the heat settings and the display lights.
I mean, if you've released a vaporizer that needs a firmware update, how could you screw that one up? I mean, there's not really that much that these things do.
Well,
you set a voltage, it heats the thing. It vaporizes the substance.
I still like the fact that you can't update the firmware just in case.
Right.
Like, updating a device is better than not being able to update a device.
I've never had a problem with my one-button vape devices.
No, I would agree. But there's these guys that want to create as much vapor as possible.
Right.
And they're probably optimizing. The same way that I remember you when you had a computer that was liquid-cooled at one point. It's not like you need that.
No, you didn't. It was a hobby.
You want to have it.
Yeah, it was
a hobby. Yeah.
And it was a terrible idea.
That was fun, right?
No, it's not really that fun. It was just something I wanted to experiment with, and I kind of knew that eventually it was likely going to fail, because all machines fail eventually.
Yes, they do.
And it did. It did fail eventually.
Did it make a mess?
A little bit of one. Okay. But that wasn't the real problem. The problem is getting, you know, whatever that was on electronic components, which generally doesn't go together very well.
Yeah.
So anyway, they go on a blather. The guy blathers on about all of the fancy vaporizers and how long-term users of these products and products like them, you know, is unknown as far as what could happen. But both of these devices can work independently for basic functionality. Still, if the firmware has to be updated, that's going to likely require the use of an Android device, because now Apple has banned all of these apps from their platform. So really the question is, should Apple be making medical decisions for people? Because that's what they've done here. They've decided that they're no longer going to allow people who want to use vaporizers to assist them with that process, to allow programs that people have written, these companies have written, on their platform that is a completely consensual choice for everyone to download and use. Apple has just simply said, well, this has been problematic for some people, even though it's all been illegal, and these programs aren't illegal. The programs that are on the platform aren't a criminal act or anything like that. They're not associated with the black market vapes. But nonetheless, we at Apple have decided that vaping is bad, and so we're going to remove all of the apps from our platform.
Maybe they're trying to protect themselves from lawsuits. You know, I mean, whether you win or lose a lawsuit, it's like dealing with the government. Whenever it's, you know, even if you win, you lose, because you had to spend time and money to defend yourself.
Apple seems to be more aggressive in blocking and deleting apps.
Yeah, they do.
So, I mean, the lesson is, if you value that sort of thing, just get off of Apple, get on, you know, Android or some other, you know, open source.
Well, unless Android also takes similar steps, which he says here he's concerned about that. But
for most people, that's just like the Google Play Store. There's other ways to load apps on Android.
And there's not as much security around that.
Right. So you can bypass the Google Play Store.
You can just download what they call the APK file for Android, and then you try to install that. This operating system will usually yell at you and say, hey, that's not an approved...
It's insecure!
Right. And then you can turn the security off and go ahead and install it anyway if you want to. Yeah, that's a good point. Whereas with an Apple device, you would have to jailbreak the device first in order to install some sort of app from outside of their sort of ecosystem, basically.
And most Apple users, I don't think, do that.
No.
And I wouldn't even advise that for most general consumers.
Yeah, no, that's the hobbyist thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I feel claustrophobic whenever they throw up that, security warning thing. Like, I can't get my full breath. It scares the heck out
really?
Of me when they throw that baby up, and then you've got to go through.
As long as you trust the source, you're probably fine.
That's right. Probably fine.
But that said, even the Android App Store was recently embroiled in some controversy for some malware, right? Being associated with some apps there. I think I saw a story about
the Google Play Store.
Yes, I said Android.
Google. I just want to make sure. Probably. But again, because they're more open about
it. That's right. They don't approve everything that goes through there. So you do need to be careful. Make sure you're downloading the software that you think you're downloading from the source that you trust. Alright, so we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Check Richie out at anarchistexperience.com for his show. We'll see you.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Back in like January, February, I'd like get home, make myself something to eat, blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend works nights. By like 8:30, 8 o'clock, I'd be in bed. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if this is what the rest of life is like, I'm doomed. Today is day 14 of me taking Balance of Nature. My energy level's through the roof. It took me like 5 years of hearing it on talk radio to actually try it. The difference is night and day.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.